This recording, Russia 20, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma! Karma!" which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive. Either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine pain so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I was born on the 11th of May 1994 in Kyiv, Ukraine, so I consider myself being half Russian, half Ukrainian because of my parents and also because the major part of my life I've spent here in Moscow, Russia. So I have graduated from Moscow City Pedagogical University, which is MCPU in short, and I'm majoring in linguistics, especially English philology, which actually was that boost that I received to my pronunciation and my English skills. And I'm really thankful to all of the teachers that didn't turn their backs on me and actually helped me out and showed me the way. I love them. I currently teach kids. I teach English and also I'm a keen photographer. Plus, I love playing guitar and I love extreme sports, especially snowboarding and skateboarding. Unfortunately, I've never been a traveler. The only travels that I had in my life, apart from going to Kyiv to see my granny, were the trips to Hungary when I was 13 years old. And this, if affected my English, then it was really, really little because I was mainly speaking Russian and it was just a Russian camp I spent my time in. And I was just having fun, no English practice. And also, I'm at the moment a married man because I recently had a wedding. And for our honeymoon destination, we chose Italy, Rome, which also didn't help me with my English. It only helped me with my Italian. So no trips actually affected my English level, unfortunately. It's only about meeting people online, speaking to them, watching some films, reading interesting books, which was a part of my education at the university. And this really helped to broaden my vocabulary. So I think that's it. Thank you for listening and take care. Bye-bye.